Hi, this is Andy Kim on the Dave Dawson Show.
How did it all begin, Andy?
Well, it all began...
right there, back in the arms of D.
That's, yes.
The real name is Jerry Lewis.
Well, you do a great imitation of Jerry Lewis.
Oh, I don't want to do that
wrong. Oh, okay. You don't want to get yourself into that. I'm from Montreal. It all started for me in Montreal. I went to school there, and while I was in high school, I decided to give a crack at the entertainment business. It took me a little while before things started rolling, but as stubborn and headstrong as I am, I guess I just tried to overcome the obstacles that weren't away. A lot of people said, why don't you go back to Montreal and get a haircut and get a job? But I persisted and keep our fingers crossed that things go as well as they have been going.
You had to go to New York to make
it. Yes.
You were saying about Canada. I was wondering what your opinion was on Canada as sort of a breeding ground for talent. Do you have to go to the States to make it? Can you make it in Canada as a singer?
Well, you can make it in Canada, but it doesn't mean much. If you make it in the States, you've really made it. In other words, if you become a star in the United States, you're a star in Canada. But if you're a star in Canada, it only means that you're a star in Canada.
Girl, I love you. You know I do, and I doubt that you love me too, but you're so young. Your life's just begun.
New York City will sell, on a hit record, will sell more than the whole country of Canada will sell. And so it's a sad fact, but I think it's a fact that, you know, we don't have to be ashamed of.
Well, is it more a matter of economics than talent not available?
Well, the talent is here, you know. You've got... a lot of talented Canadians, but in order to get a good product, you've got to have a good producer, good, you know, record company behind you. And I think that Canada does not have any really great producers, and if they do, they're gone to the States. And so until we can get a hit record out of Canada, I think people will, you know, just be looking to the States to make the money and their name.
Baby, we're good together. Yes, we're so good together. I know it's happening, but I can't believe it. I just love this feeling that's going through me. When you hold me, baby, I'm all on fire. It's a kind of magic. What you doing to me?
Well, of all the songs that you've written,
mm-hmm.
Which one would you pick out as your favorite song?
Well, probably How Do We Ever Get This Way? Because it was the first song that really proved to myself and to Canada and the United States that I could have a hit record. And it'll always have a sentimental value.
Well, now it's just
it was written, I was going out with this girl at the time. And I was, you know, like, just going back and forth to New York so often that I think she just, you know, couldn't stand this running around I was doing. And so she started going out with someone else. And one night I just was a little sad about it. And I picked up the guitar and wrote a song about it.
Well, I was just going to ask you that. How do you go about writing a song? What happens?
Well, in this particular case, it was just, you know, something that I wanted to put down. It was a feeling that came out of me. I wrote a song called Sugar Sugar, which was the record of the year in 1969.
Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you.
That was a fun song. It was, you know, written on the telephone. It took about 25 minutes to write. I don't know why. but it just came out, you know, sugar, sugar, honey, honey, you are my candy.
What's it about?
Well, it's just, it's sort of like a love song when two people are together and it's, you're maybe in front of a fireplace and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and it's very groovy and very intimate, and he looked at her and he said, you are my candy girl, you got me wanting you. Get it? You know what I'm talking about?
I think I heard the Four Seasons say that once, didn't they?
That's right, but it's just they didn't say it loud enough.
No, right. And not with the Archies. Who are the Archies?
Well, they consist of Betty, Veronica, Jughead, Reggie, and Hot Dog, and Archie.
Who are the Archies to be here on the radio?
Well, they're people that, that you know, go into the studio in New York and just cut songs, and they call themselves the Archies.
Is it the same group every time?
Vocally, instrumentally, it varies.
Oh, let me ask you, are you one of the Archies? Okay.
Remember how it used to was before the roving eye of love. Why does it do the way it does? Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Tell me, baby, how'd we ever get this way? Time and time and time again, I wonder why it all began. Tell me, how's it gonna end?
What about Andy Kim? What's the next move? And that's sort of the Andy Kim story. Where to after Windsor?
Well, after Windsor, I'm off to New York for 2 weeks of recording, and then I won Top Male Vocalist in Germany, and so I'll be going to Europe to spend a good 2-3 weeks accepting the award and traveling throughout Europe doing some television shows and radio shows.
And you have a new song out right now?
Yes, it's called A Friend in the City.
And we're playing.
Well, thank you very much.
You really think it wouldn't show? Hell, you can't look me in the eye. Sometimes I wish I didn't know. 'Cause it's enough to make me cry. You have a friend in the city. Now there's no
your ambitions. Well, you've obviously reached sort of, I think you've already sort of reached some of your ambitions, seen them come true. But what about the future?
Well, I rarely talk about my ambitions. I don't like to talk about, you know, what I would like to do. But I will say this much. I hope to get into the, you know, movie end of the business. Plans are being worked out right now with Paramount Pictures. That, you know, may have maybe a movie in the offing, and that's one of the things I'd like to get into, and I eventually maybe would like to own a radio station, you know, but that's in the future.
How much are you going to offer? Has anybody ever told you you look like Barbara Streisand?
Well, now.
Thank you very much, Andy. Really
Thank
appreciate
you
coming.
Well, I tell you, it's my first, you know, trip down here, and I want to say one thing to all your listeners. They've got a very groovy guy in you, because you took the time out to come all the way to the Top Hat to introduce yourself to me and to invite me down to your station. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But it would hurt more to let you stay. Go to your friend in the city.